How you doing?
We're all right, man. You got to be pretty exciting. You know, you are, in a way, giving hope to every kind of new artist out there because you're not exactly a kid. A lot of times, you know, we talk to guys who are in their early 20s, mid-20s, whatever, they're kind of coming on the scene. You're not a kid, but you're finally seeing that kind of success that every artist dreams of, you know?
I mean, I feel like a 60-year-old man, honestly. I just turned 29 last year. We've been at it for a while. You know, I moved to Nashville when I was 21, and after going to Missouri State, it's been a long ride, and it's been just one stepping stone after another, year after year. And now we're finally doing our first major tour this fall, and finally have a single with some traction. So it's good to see it come together, you know.
How does it feel? You've been chasing this dream for quite some time. I mean, you've got to have some feeling of major satisfaction right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked my butt off. I've played every dive bar from here to South Florida, paid some dues.
Yeah.
But it's all got to line up, too. You know, there's definitely another part of this. You know, the God definitely has had a hand in pointing me in the right direction and saying, no, we're going to do it this way and maybe do it this way. Maybe because he was trying to keep me humble and keep my head on straight. I don't know, but it is an awesome feeling hearing 10,000 people or whatever singing your song on the radio back to you word for word. I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling, and that'll never go away.
Well, speaking of which, Redneck Crazy is getting requested every single day here. Huge success.
I love it. I love it. I hope we get requested every single minute because that keeps me with the job.
He's a practical guy, Aaron.
Yeah, I love this guy.
You got some exciting things coming up, too. I know the album Redneck Crazy is going to be coming out in October, October 15th, right?
It is. We've had some exciting stuff with that happen. They just debuted our album cover art on Times Square in New York City, and I was there to see it on a magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's got to blow you away.
Oh, it did. It was unbelievable. I was like country mouse go to the city in New York City. I fell in a swimming pool on top of the Empire Hotel, filming a thing for Yahoo, meeting with people from Good Morning America, this and that.
Holy moly.
So this is what we've worked hard for, and you got to seize these moments when they come. And I'm just trying to hold on to the reins and go forward.
Well, Tyler's kind of a local guy, too. I mean, you're from Garden City, right outside Sedalia. So, your old friends and everything. Is your success a surprise to them, or did they treat you any different or anything?
You know, there's no bash to any of my friends or family. But, you know, you got everybody going, we knew you'd make it. You know, like, hey, you didn't know I'd make it. No, you didn't, because I didn't even know.
I didn't even know I was going to make it.
To be honest, I mean, it's a crapshoot. I mean, if you honestly think about every person in the country that wants to be a country singer, a lot of things have to line up right. And so, yes, I'm extremely blessed and fortunate in that aspect of it. Our tour this fall with Florida Georgia Line and Colt Ford starts October 15th, which is right when the album releases.
Happened
to be coincidental, and a lot of things have lined up. And everything from me being making buddies with Lee Grice, who had three back-to-back number ones, to, you know, there's definitely someone up there driving the bus. So.
And you'll be with Lee at the Missouri State Fair on August the 15th. And Tyler Farman, we just wish you, I'll tell you, you have done Mid-Missouri and the Show Me State proud, and we just wish you the very best of successes as you continue your journey, man.
Well, man, I appreciate it. We're just warming up. We'll just go wherever the good Lord takes us, I guess, and just keep on keeping on.
Redneck Crazy is the song. The album comes out October 15th. Mid-Missouri's own Tyler Farr. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Hillian Hart on 94.3 Cat Country and online at 943cat.com.